T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sign out front. Your skin is begging to be kissed by a little more than the sun. You take my hand in yours, you lean in, and your lips taste like sangria. Your lips taste like sangria.
It is National Drink Wine Day. Blake Shelton Sangria.
That's a big hit. Not that long ago, a couple years ago.
I've actually never heard that one.
It's a good song.
Okay.
It's a good in the mood song. So he doesn't do a lot of those, but this was one of the more romantic-y ones that he's done.
Oh, it's okay. By the way, I never asked the poll question that I was leading into. What's more annoying to you when you're watching a performer in Kansas City, Missouri, when they say, thank you, Kansas, or when they say, thank you, St. Louis? Which one bothers you more? Vote on Twitter at KMBZ Radio. Also, it's National Drink Wine Day in honor of Sangria right there by Blake Shelton. Jamie's got a poll at JamieKMBZ. Favorite wine, red, white, rose, or bubbly? Red crushing it right now.
Really?
Red is crushed.
I'm happy about that.
60%.
That gives me hope about the world.
7% going with bubbly.
Okay.
All right. Vote on both. You can get them at KMBZ Radio on Twitter.
Okay. it's going to take us a second to catch you up on where things are with this Jussie Smollett story. And this actually, I think you were gone, Wicket, when this initially happened. And we talked about this a little bit. So Jussie Smollett is an actor on the TV show Empire, which quite honestly, I have never seen.
I thought I was going to get into it one day. It's been on for a while. People raved about it real early.
It is important to note, for the sake of the story, that he is an openly gay black man.
All right.
Who had concerns, apparently, that he was going to be written off Empire. And Empire officials, Empire writers have denied that. That he was gonna be taken off the show. Now it depends on who you believe.
I just have a real quick, like, when you sign on to a show, isn't there a chance you're gonna get signed Always. Off of that show or written Always. Off of that show?
Sure.
Like, every character on The Walking Dead dies. So you should know that going in. I digress.
So he was in Chicago on January 29th. That's about all we know for sure about the story.
That's all we can confirm.
He was in the city of Chicago on January 29th. That is where Empire is filmed, I believe, right?
Yes.
Isn't it filmed in Chicago?
Yes,
that's why he was there?
Yeah.
So then it becomes a matter of who do you want to believe about what came after that. So the story that broke that day was that he had told authorities that he was attacked early that morning by two men who were yelling out racial and homophobic slurs. The story he told was that one attacker put a rope around his neck and poured an unknown chemical substance on him. And he, I guess, like, went home with the noose still around his neck or something, and he showed up at a hospital, and a couple of days later, he thanked everybody for their support. And it was, it made a lot of headlines because the guy is a well-known actor on this show. The fact that he was attacked, according to him, because he is gay and black, that was a big story. So the first time that we started to doubt the story, or the first time that I started to doubt the story, was when he wouldn't turn over his cell phone as evidence. And it seemed like he wasn't really cooperating with police who wanted to question him about it. But he would not initially, and maybe he did later, but initially he would not give them his cell phone. You know, they wanted to check it out, and he wouldn't turn over his cell phone.
By the way, he told that his attackers yelled out, "This is MAGA country.
Yeah.
Make America great again country."
Yeah. That wasn't the only thing they said, but yeah, it was one of the things I said. So then, you know, we go a couple of days and police come out with some very grainy surveillance images that don't really tell a lot, but we're asking for help trying to find the people that attacked him. Then it seemed like things started to unravel a bit. In terms of the story. And so now we're at a point where police interviewed a couple of suspects in quotes, And over the weekend, they came out and said that there was new evidence. This is Chicago police that said there was new evidence that came to light in those interviews. And so they released those men without charges. Then we get to where we are.
Yeah, here's ABC's Ryan Burrow with this wrap-up on the Jesse Smollett story.
A law enforcement official briefed on the investigation, telling ABC News that the two men interrogated by police told detectives they were paid by Jesse Smollett to orchestrate and stage an attack. Detectives are actively trying to corroborate and confirm their account, but thus far police have not independently verified the allegations. They want to talk to Smollett. Smollett's attorney's releasing a statement saying that he's angered and devastated by reports that the perpetrators are people he knows, but at this point it's unclear when and if he'll be meeting with detectives. Ryan Burrow, ABC News, Chicago.
And even more on this comes from Ariel Reshef from ABC as well.
Smollett's attorney saying one of the brothers was his personal trainer, claiming it is impossible to believe that this person could have played a role in the crime against Jesse or would falsely claim Jesse's complicity. The brothers, now said to be cooperating with police after being confronted with evidence they bought the rope found around Smollett's neck. Authorities confirming they had a previous relationship with Smollett.
I don't have any doubt in my mind that that's them. Never did.
The star telling our Robin Roberts he was sure the men in that shadowy video were his attackers. The actor's criminal defense attorney saying in a statement, as a victim of a hate crime who has cooperated with the police investigation, Smollett is angered and devastated by the suggestion he was involved in the alleged attack. Nothing is further from the truth, and anyone claiming otherwise is lying. The latest twist in the case comes weeks after Smollett reported he was a victim of a vicious homophobic assault. Police telling ABC News the two brothers claim Empire star Jesse Smollett paid them to carry out a fabricated homophobic attack. Sources say detectives are actively investigating that allegation.
Who the f*** would make something like this up or add something to it or whatever it may be?
Now Smollett doubling down on his story as police probe whether he staged a hoax.
A lot of people are asking this question, what could happen here? Smollett could face charges for filing a false police report. That is a felony in the state of Illinois, bearing a punishment up to 3 years in prison.
That's Ariel Reshef from ABC News.
Well, so now we know perhaps why he didn't want to turn over his cell phone, because in theory, the evidence could be in a text message on his phone.
Yeah, you think?
So that explains a bit of that.
This, it just gets weirder and weirder, and there's more. Police have a statement they have released on Twitter, and the idea, and I know we got to get to news, so we can discuss this further, and feel free to jump in at 576-7798 if you'd like to join us. Text in 22980. Why is the biggest question?
Yeah,
why?
And so, yeah, because initially the story was that one of these brothers or one of the suspects had played an extra on Empire, and that's how they knew each other. But one of the reasons, the rumors that came out, was that he thought he was going to be written off the show and he was mad about it. And this was to get attention to keep him on the show.
I don't...
Who you want to believe.
Boy, if that's the case, I'm not sure a director would keep... I mean, I guess... Save that, because we can talk about that for sure coming up on the other side.
All right, so we're talking about the story of Jesse Smollett, and if you're not following this one, he is an actor on the TV show Empire, which films in Chicago. He is an openly gay black man, and the story started getting traction late in January, actually, and I've got the full timeline in front of me, when he was allegedly attacked near his apartment in Chicago. But before that, a week before the attack on January 22nd, he had apparently reported to police getting a threatening letter sent to the Fox studio where Empire is filmed, containing threatening language and laced with a powdery substance that investigators think was likely crushed up Tylenol. So then on January 29th, he reports to police that he was attacked near his apartment. He says two masked assailants poured an unknown chemical substance on him, possibly bleach, wrapped a rope around his neck, according to what he told to police. In a follow-up interview with police, he alleges that the attackers yelled MAGA country, a reference to President Trump's Make America Great Again slogan. Things start to unravel. The next day, Chicago police say they are looking for a couple of persons of interest who were captured on surveillance video. He initially, Jussie Smollett, would not give police his cell phone, which raised some questions. He eventually did turn that over, but I guess there was a lot that wasn't on it. His family puts out a statement. He eventually puts out a statement thanking fans. That gets us then to February 4th, where police release an initial report. And they say he was reluctant to report the attack and was still wearing the rope around his neck when police got to his home to interview him about it, which people thought was weird.
That seems a bit theatrical to me.
So, again, he says the attack happened as he was leaving a Subway restaurant at 2 o'clock in the morning. He said the police, he said the attackers got his attention by yelling racial and homophobic slurs, began to beat him with their hands in the face. Days go on. We don't really get anywhere in the investigation. And then we get to February 13th. And we didn't know it at the time, but Chicago police investigators had been tracking a couple of people and were aware of who they were for a while. Those two people were from Nigeria. They were detained at the airport, taken in for questioning. And then we get to today and over the weekend where we learned that police questioned them late last week and there was new evidence in the investigation, so police say, that led them to release them without filing charges.
This didn't sound real from the start for me.
Initially, it did. I mean, I'll be honest. The day that this happened, we were on the air. You were off. But we were on the air the day that that happened. And it was jarring. I mean, his account of it was jarring. And it did make sense to think that an actor who is openly gay and black could be the victim of an attack in a big city like that. It was shocking, but believable. That account was believable. But when he wouldn't turn over his cell phone and it seemed like he was reluctant to cooperate with police, and you can I guess you could understand sometimes, you know, there were several reasons that he gave for, you know, for not wanting to draw attention to the show or whatever. And I don't know. You didn't know what to believe. But the initial account made sense. Then you start to learn all these other details about it.
For the record, I'm going to try not to sound incredibly racist when I say this, but you might take it that way. Two Nigerian men were yelling, "This is MAGA country."
Seems a little odd.
I mean, with all due respect to both sides politically, and this is not a slam on either side, the odds of two Nigerian men supporting Donald Trump and going after and attacking another black man because he's a gay black man seems a bit far-fetched to me. If this was Joe Bob and Jim Bob from rural Illinois, okay, I'll believe that. But two Nigerian guys going after Jussie Smollett, give me a break.
So, initially, police said, so police searched the home of these two people that they later questioned.
The two Nigerian guys.
And found bleach, shoes, electronics, and other items. The bleach being the key thing because that was what Jussie Smollett thought he might have been doused with. I think all that could be staged pretty easily, obviously, right? You could very easily put the stuff there knowing that police were going to search
it. I can buy bleach.
There's the idea that he paid them. You know, you wonder why would two people agree to do this? You know, why would they agree that there was, I can't remember, there was even a dollar amount that was mentioned, but that Jussie Smollett allegedly paid them in order to get them to do this. That he possibly knew one of them or had a relationship with one of them at one point. And when I say relationship, I mean an extra on the TV show. And that's how he knew them. So police are still sorting it out. For those that are asking, yes, it is a felony in the state of Illinois to file a false police report. And so if they find out that he did, he could face some real prison time for that. But the bigger conversation that's happening that I think is interesting about this is that there were a couple of stories that were done by ABC News about how for people that are genuinely the victims of hate crimes, and if this is true, if this really happened, that's one of the, that's jarring to think that that would actually happen, but it seems possible to me that it could. But it's a question of, for those that are genuinely victims of hate crimes, you're not going to take those as seriously because of this.
At what point is it boy who cried wolf? This to me is, you know, boy who cried wolf. That's what this is.
Yeah.
But it will happen where somebody will get attacked for their skin color, their sexual preference. Whatever the case is, their political beliefs, that will happen. Will police and detectives, will they act, will the law act as diligently as they have in this case? Will they spend the resources?
I think so. I mean, I think police have to investigate. They have to do their jobs. The bigger question, though, is about the public, about the way the public will respond to things like that.
576-7798. Let's take your phone calls on this. 576-7798. Richard, you're first up. You're on 98.1 KMBZ.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up, Richard? Thanks for calling, man.
So I've been kind of following this case, too. And actually, from the get-go, right out the gate, it kind of sounded fictitious to me. I mean, first of all, Wicket, if somebody walked up and put a rope around your neck, would you walk around and parade with it around your neck?
No. That thing, as soon as I have the first chance to take that rope off, that is coming off my neck.
Right. And the first person to puts a rope around my neck, chances are they're not going to have kids again ever. And so, I mean, they're going to hurt in a bad way. Secondly, so isn't there enough both actual and false racial division in this country without staging it?
Yeah. We have enough problems in this country without fake issue incidents like this.
Right. And so if indeed, and I, once again, I do believe that this is a false claim, a staged claim, because his career is in jeopardy. So this is a false claim to gain publicity and fame, which he has successfully done, also wasting resources on law enforcement, which they don't like at all. And so if that is the case, I hope the book gets thrown at him and he ends up spending every bit of time in jail. Also, the people that, like the producers of the show, Fox, you know, kind of also throws mud at their name, too.
Why?
You know, why? Well,
why the producers?
Because I believe when you work for somebody, when somebody pays you, you're that person regardless. Like, whenever I'm at work, you know, people don't know me as Richard. They know me for the company that I work for. Just like you guys, when you guys Jamie and Wicket. They don't know you guys as Jamie and Wicket. They know you guys as KMBZ.
I think there's a difference between hold on.
You're right. First of all, you're right.
I think blaming,
we're associated with the radio station.
I think blaming producers is the wrong term.
I don't think he's blaming producers. I think what, feel free to correct me. I don't think people are going to look at this show differently because of this thing with him.
Hmm.
I don't think this reflects badly on Fox.
I'm not saying they're going to blame the producers or anything like that, but this is something that he did by himself, obviously, and he should ultimately face the consequences for it, 100%.
No doubt. And I bet that it will be a long time before any big picture, any big production company, any big network hires Jussie Smollett if this is found to be as fabricated as it sounds.
If he goes to prison, he's not going to have to worry about it.
It's very true.
It's not going to be a problem.
He's going to wait a while anyway.
You say that, but look at how easily we have forgiven a lot of Hollywood actors accused of sexual misconduct. And look at how easily sometimes, and look at people in the sports world and athletes, and if they can bring something that we're very forgiving in about things. So you say he's never going to work again, but in the grand scheme, look at who has worked again despite being, I mean, now some of those people have been accused and not charged, but look at some of the people that still have. We just talked about, you know, with who was the Chiefs player, the former, who did we just talk about?
Kareem Hunt.
Thank you. You know, it's now those people make a lot of money for their employers, but still, you know, if we forgive, people forget.
I wonder if is Jussie Smollett big enough to overcome it?
I don't know.
Or is this charge too big for an actor of his level to overcome? Like Kevin Spacey probably never works again.
Right.
But Kevin Spacey did something real, real bad. Is this on that level? We'll find out. We don't know the answer to that. 576-7798, or you can text 22980.
To me, he's not a big deal.
I don't even know who he is.
I didn't know his name. I don't know the show. I don't, you know. But filing a false police report, he may not do prison time. I mean, maybe they'll plead it out.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And he won't go to prison. But I don't think he's going to work on this show.
I don't think Fox will ever hire him again.
Yeah.
It's Midday with Jamie and Wicket. We'll get to William and Steven and James. You want to jump in? The question on all of this is why? Why did this guy do this if it is in fact false?
You got alligator wine. Alligator wine. Yeah. Your porcupine. Yeah. It's going to make you mine. Oh, yeah. It's going to make you mine. It'll make your head.
I have never heard this song in my life. Have you heard this in your life?
I don't know.
Chris, you really went into the B-sides for Alligator
Wine by Screamin' Jay Hawkins.
Yeah, you really went into the deep cuts here on National Drink Wine Day. Midday with Jamie and Wicket, wrapping up our conversation with you. You want to jump in on Jussie Smollett. He's the Empire actor that claims he was attacked in Chicago by some people who beat him, tied a noose around his neck. Turns out that it may have been completely fabricated as investigators are digging deeper into this. And the two Nigerian men who allegedly beat him were paid. Allegedly. 576-7798. Steven, you're on 98.1 KMBZ. What's up, Steven?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. You know, for this to even be a theme is really disturbing in this country. You know, I remember back at the first election of Obama where a woman had gotten attacked at... allegedly gotten attacked at a ATM, and they carved the letter O into her forehead for Obama. And it turned out to be, you know, just false. But, I mean, for this to be the theme, I think that it goes against the Black Lives Matter movement. And, you know, it's just unbecoming of them. I've never heard of this guy before. I've heard of Empire. But does it go against Fox? Does it go against the show? Absolutely. It puts these people in the wrong light. And the next time, if it ever happens or when it ever happens, it's going to say, you know, this Empire actor is you know, accused of this. And the show has been famed because of Jussie Smollett, whatever.
Smollett.
And, yeah. You know, when you were introducing the topic, you had said, and more on this, and I think that the operative word, if this is all true, if it is false, the operative word would be moron.
Okay. Hey, Steven, thank you for the phone call. I just don't think it helps anything. And you had mentioned this before our news break, Jamie, and I wrote it down, that he was mad that he was being written off the show, or rumored to be written off the show. Does this help his cause? Like, in Jussie Smollett's mind, does he think they need publicity, so I'm going to do this, and that way the writers and the producers will say, hey, he got beat up by some Trump fans, and we're going to put him back in the show. We're not going to write him out. What writer, what producer's like, yeah, let's bring more light to Jussie Smollett?
Yeah.
That is the bass-ackwards way to think of it.
Well, I think he thought none of this was going to unfold this way. I think he thought he was going to get away with it, and that it was going to bring attention to him and sympathy to him and attention to that show. He just didn't think it was going to get out.
Let's go to Ali in Kansas City. What's up, Ali?
Yes, how you guys doing?
All right, man. What'd you think of the Jussie Smollett story that has been developing?
The only thing I'm thinking about is, like, where's all the black leaders and activity and those people who always, anything happens, always comes out and denounce the other people when they do it. So where are they today to denounce this guy and what he's doing? Because what he's doing is really wrong. And from now on, if anything happens to a black guy, which might be true, nobody's going to believe us. I'm a black guy. Nobody's going to believe us because they think maybe we make up stories. So all the black leaders have been denouncing a lot of things in years about white people doing this to black people. They should come out the same time now and denounce this guy, even the black community. They should come out and speak out about this thing. But still, the black people still going on defending this guy. They say, oh, this thing has happened to us always. So why only one time it has come on like this? Everybody's, you know, talking bad about him.
I think the problem is, and thank you for the phone call, Ali, and I don't know where black leaders are at when it comes to Jussie Smollett, so I can't speak on their behalf. The problem is, and I learned this a long time ago, and Jamie, you've been in the news business for a long time. Those that jump to be first aren't always... right. And I learned it from the Duke lacrosse story. Remember the Duke 15 years
That's
ago?
The first example everybody always uses, for getting it wrong. Why did everybody? Because it was a sexy story. That's why. And because he was being very public about his account and he was talking to the media, and it was an interesting story and jarring to think that it would happen in Chicago at 2 o'clock in the morning where that show is filmed. We often believe the victim's account when they tell the story of what happened to them. He's not the only one that we listened to initially.
It sounded to me questionable out of the gate. And, you know, someone said, what about the Covington kids? I think there was blame to go around with those kids and the Native American man and the drummer. There were blame to be put everywhere in that story. In this one, if this is all a big lie, you can't say, well, blame goes here and blame goes there. No, it's all a fake story that Jussie Smollett lied about, concocted, and paid people to be a part of.
Allegedly. I mean, we don't know any of that, though. Police have not. Again, we're assuming a lot here, too, about what we think is not true. We don't know. Police have not said he made it up. Police never said that. They say these two people are not being charged. It doesn't mean it wasn't two other people. So it's almost unfair also then that people are saying Jussie Smollett made it up when police have not said that either.
And unfortunately, people like you said, you guys talked about it. I wasn't here when it broke. And then it just kind of started to just be a story that people knew about. It's tough to dive into this story and say, hey, we know this story happened. We're waiting. And that wait can be a week as opposed to diving into those sexy details that get so many people to jump to a conclusion out of the gate.
And again, you're doing the same thing. People are saying Jussie Smollett lied. We don't know that he lied either. Police have not said that he lied. So again, don't be critical of the media, you know, just telling his side of the story when you're accusing him of lying when police haven't said that either.
It's over on our Facebook page. You can continue the conversation there as the whole story is now shifted. It's midday with Jamie and Wicket.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.